Very sad news over the weekend. I was devastated. Absolutely devastated to hear John Kenny from Dunbelievables. Had passed away. John had been, he'd been battling cancer for years and years, and it got out the other side, and then it came back.
Yeah.
And it got him over the weekend.
It was very sad news, wasn't it?
I don't know if you got a lot of their, you know, comedic observations and everything. It's incredibly Irish, incredibly rural.
Yeah. Was he in Father Ted?
He was in Father Ted.
He was in Father Ted,
and he was in Banshees.
That's right.
And he was in loads. He was in. He was an amazing stage actor. He wasn't just like this comedy messer. But like most famous in this country for all the Dunbelievable stuff. Dunbelievables.
Yeah.
And I really do think that John Kenny's character was created or hugely inspired by a guy called Effin Eddie. You know that commentator
guy,
played?
Yeah, yeah.
Just that part of the country, that part of wild Limerick, right? Yeah. Wild Tipperary, in and around there where all these mad countrymen were from.
Is it where they shout everything?
Everything has to be shouted. Yeah. Even at mass.
Yeah.
God bless you, Farrell.
Yeah.
everyone speaks like that.
Yeah.
But his sketches, I don't think I've watched anything as much, anything that's ever been recorded as much as Dunbelievable's videos back in the day. DVDs and The Mother was particularly the good one. The one with the Garda sketch. And then the one, the live show where John Kenny comes out and he's the hurling manager.
I'll have to check out a few of those, Casey. They're really funny.
Oh my God.
And can I get two of them and two of them?
Anybody know what that is? There's a load of you out there will remember that. There was there's a sketch where Pat Short comes into a shop. He's a kid.
Yeah.
Now, you know when you went into a shop and you had like 10 pence or a pound or whatever?
Oh, yeah, penny sweets.
How much are them?
Yeah.
Can I get two of them and one of them?
Yeah.
No, you can have one of them and four of them.
Right, yeah.
But can I have five of them and one? And then it just goes on and on and on.
And can I get two of them and two of them?
Two of them and two of them. No, they're 10 pence each and they're 5 pence each.
And can I get two of them and two of them?
You can, yeah. You can get two of them and you can get three of them. You can, yeah.
And them?
Yeah, you can get two of them and you can get three of them.
How much have I?
For f***'s sake, Johnny, come on, what do you want?
And then he hands him over a lollipop and two fags.
That's funny.
Just amazing.
That's classic.
Oh my God, so funny.
Yeah.
I used to record the radio ads.
Did you?
Up in Galway, they used to come into us for, you know, when they were doing, you know, a tour or whatever. They'd come up to Galway Bay and be in the studio. And they were as mental off-air.
They were just
comedy dynamite together. They'd come in with no script. So Pat Short and John Kenny would come in. What are we doing? It's an ad for the town hall in Galway. When's that on? You're doing the gig, man.
Yeah.
So I'd give them the dates and then they'd just spitball it.
That's funny.
One take and they'd do the funniest 30-second ad.
Very talented.
Incredibly talented.
And can I get two of them?
And two of them and one of them.
Go out there today, lads, and wear off them. Don't be afraid to break hungries. There's plenty on the sideline, right? Let every blow be a funeral. I don't want to see you coming back in here with dirty jerseys. I want to see you coming back in here with bloodstained jerseys, lads. And go out there today, lads. And enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you're under seven this year, lads. Let every blow be a funeral. God bless you, John Kenny. Rest in peace, man.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
It's Monday. We've got a big show lined up for you today. Lots going on. A Mayo man took 150 grand off us over the weekend on the cash machine, but it's back with 175k later. Good times, this is Red FM. Monday morning, Pop Quiz is back at 8:15 today.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro Pop Quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money.
Happy Friday, Eric. How are we doing?
Not too bad, are you?
Hey, how are you, Eric?
Not too bad. Where are you in the world, Eric?
Excellent. I'm literally in Torquay at the moment, just doing the school and dropping my daughter Sophie off at school.
Very good. Okay, we're on a bit of a dodgy line. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. That's grand. Yeah. All right. That's the job. Right. Here's the deal. Eric, we will give you €1,000 in cash right now. In fact, we'll run down the road to Torquay with it on a silver tray for you.
If
you can do 10 out of 10 in the pop quiz this morning, we're due a winner. Let's do it for Friday. Eric, the best of luck. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Eric, what movie features the line "I'll be back"?
Terminator.
Question 2. Who sang Bohemian Rhapsody?
Queen.
Who starred as the Joker in The Dark Knight? Can you name him?
Heath Ledger.
Question number four. What is the highest grossing movie of all time? As of 2023. So before 2023, it would have been?
Avatar.
Say that again. Avatar, yeah?
Avatar.
Question number five. Who is the lead singer of Nirvana?
Cobain.
What kind of car was used in Back to the Future?
A DeLorean.
Who is known as the Queen of Pop?
Madonna.
Which band released the song Hey Jude?
The Beatles.
And can you tell me who is the youngest artist to win a Grammy for Album of the Year?
Billie Eilish.
In Star Wars, what colour is Yoda's lightsaber?
Green.
You're going to go for green?
Oh,
was that a guess?
Yeah.
That was a good round, Eric.
Music and movies pop quiz this morning. All music, all movies. Eric, you did very well.
You did.
Terminator is correct. Queen is correct. Heath Ledger is correct. Arguably, the greatest performance by a human being in a movie of all time is Heath Ledger's Joker.
Amazing, yeah.
Just saying. As of 2023, just before 2023, you're right, Avatar was the highest grossing movie of all time. Something ridiculous, like, I don't know, nearly 2 billion.
Unreal,
all in.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain is correct. DeLorean was in Back to the Future. The Queen of Pop is, and was, and still is to a degree, Madonna.
Yeah.
Hey Jude was by the Beatles. Billie Eilish is correct. Eric, what's your full name and where are you from again?
Eric Babington, White Cross.
Okay, very good. In Star Wars, what colour is Yoda's lightsaber? You said green. The answer is green. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Nice one, buddy.
Well done.
Oh, Eric, you legend. Well done.
Well done.
No.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Happy
you
Friday.
Flew through it. He flew through it, didn't he? Really?
That was a good round. That was a very, very good round. Well done, buddy. 10 out of 10 grabs you the grand. €1,000 on a Friday morning brings you to the latest winner of the €1,000 pop quiz on Red FM, buddy. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thanks so much, mate.
Well done, Eric.
I hope that comes in handy.
Because
you're heading into an expensive few weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's going to take a little bit of pressure off, Eric. Who's in the back of the car with you?
Sophie, she's just next to me here. She's absolutely delighted.
Sophie, hi.
Can I speak to Sophie, please? Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
How are you today? What age are you, Sophie?
I'm 12.
12. Do you know what? At 12, you deserve the all-new iPhone 16. Isn't that right, Dad? Shut up!
So good.
Sophie's getting a little treat out of that, I hope. Yeah. Eric and Sophie, thanks for listening. Have a beautiful weekend. Well done.
Thanks so much, guys.
Cheers. Thanks a million. €1,000 pop quiz. Another winner. Amazing scenes. 8:21 in the morning. We do it every single morning just after 8:15. We bring it back on Monday. Well done, Eric.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now.
Morning, all.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Shnovember, they're calling it.
Oh, are they?
Things are going to get very cold, very chilly. Met Aaron warned that people are in for quite a shock this week. Temperatures are set to drop below freezing.
Oh, my God.
And the forecaster, that would be a much better name for it. The forecasters issued an alert for Ireland's first cold snap of the year, which could bring frost, ice, sleet, and even a little dusting of snow.
Oh, my God.
It's only, don't get too excited.
I'm very excited.
No, it's horrible weather to drive in. And also,
I know, it's true.
If we overhype it, the kids are going to think it's
that's,
you know,
true.
2018, right, okay. You know. Right. Remember that time it was snowed so heavily that I couldn't get home?
We couldn't leave the house for 5 days in Cove once.
They put us into hotels for like 3 nights to go to work. I couldn't get home. It was the best week of my life.
There was people abandoning cars left, right and centre. It was crazy.
I remember on Wellington Road in the city, the snow was so heavy that you couldn't see the cars.
No.
Like that, I don't know. I don't think that's coming back anytime soon.
When was that?
Oh,
2010,
God.
I think. 2018.
It was 18, wasn't it?
Come on. Someone's listening that has
when,
a day.
When was the big snow?
Was it 2018?
I think 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
Around that time.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was because I was pregnant with Tom and there's a picture of me out in the garden standing there in wellies with the big, ready to give birth.
ready to calf.
Yeah.
You should have waited until...
And snow on the ground, a lot of snow.
You should have waited until now to have your babies.
Why?
Because Fine Gael have promised to give €1,000 to every newborn in Ireland.
What?
If they get re-elected.
Ah, lads.
The Acorn savings account would start a first payment of €1,000 for babies, and a family receiving a child support will receive €1,500. This is what they're saying in the paper this morning. If that's the case, we're owed £5,000 between us.
We are.
Because
yeah.
I want my bloody back
so
pay.
Do I.
You've taken enough off us
so
in tax. Does. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you see now.
Are owed that, you know.
Will Shinners or one of the political party be giving out Jurex now?
Is it?
What's your plan to combat that one, lads?
Well, you know. Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Look, they're all making all kinds of promises. It's all anything to get your nod. Do your research on who you're voting for and make your own choices and everything. But Neil will get you more at 9
Absolutely.
O'clock.
Absolutely.
Let's see what else is going on in the world. Davina McCall.
Yeah.
Jesus, is she okay?
She is, yeah. She had brain surgery, didn't she, over the weekend?
She had
a tumour. It was a benign tumour.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently she was saying she was doing a job and they offered her as a perk of the job. Did she want a full body scan?
Oh, what? And they discovered it that way?
And they discovered it that way.
God,
so she had
lucky.
A full body scan. They discovered it that way. And she said it's the size of... What did she say? It was the size of a tennis ball or something massive just lodged in the middle of her brain. But the operation went successfully.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's okay? Everything's all right?
I think so, as far as we know. Yeah, I think she was out in recovery and... They said the operation had gone textbook. Was what
okay,
said
so that was a pretty standard removal.
Media,
good,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bullseye is on target. Excuse me.
Yeah, go on.
To get a super celebrity series lineup for the very first show. Emily Attack, Peter Kay. Peter Kay should be hosting it.
Peter Kay should be
the host of the whole
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
But no, it's Freddie's going to be.
I don't
be
think
there.
I've ever been so excited about a show.
I hope it's
TV.
Not. It better not be a letdown.
It's not going to be fancy, is it? They're not going to turn it into fancy because you can't ever have a fancy bullseye.
No, it has to be beige.
It has to be beige.
Yeah.
There has to be cigarette stained carpets.
Yeah. All the whole smoking rollies. Help, welcome to Bullseye.
I hope they haven't turned it into a flashy thing because it's not going to hit the same, is it?
Yeah, no. I went really tacky animated graphics,
yeah.
Really cheap. Like you got to bring back the original bull with the stripy shirt.
Oh God, I hope they have it.
And Luke Littler will be on the show as well.
Yeah.
That will be all part of it. Glastonbury sold out over the weekend in 35 minutes.
Oh my God, did it?
So each ticket was nearly £400, and it's gone. People don't even know who's playing, but it's always good. It's always worth going along to.
It is.
And what else is happening? Oh, Roy Keane, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about Roy later on, but he's at war with the neighbour. Because the neighbour woke him up the last morning. Oh, with the leaf blower. Roy was roaring out over the balcony. You can imagine what was coming out of his mouth. We was He said it's worse than Fergie's hairdryer. I love it.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Showbiz time. What's going on?
Okay, I'm a Celebrity kicked off last night. It was the... I don't know what they call it, but it wasn't the first proper show. It was kind of the...
Introduction,
yeah,
kind of warm-up
show.
Oh, so they didn't do anything. They didn't do any kind of messing with it.
Yeah. That starts tonight.
Yeah.
Obviously, Colleen Rooney is the big name going in this year. She's been reportedly paid $150 million.
Hardly.
Isn't that what it is?
Definitely not.
What is
no.
it then? 1.5 million.
1.5.
Sorry,
right.
bit of a difference there, lads. She's been paid 1.5 million. It's Monday. What can I say? It's been a long weekend,
sure,
lads. It's been a long weekend.
Yeah.
She was codenamed Marple by celebrity bosses because they didn't want anybody to find out, even though it was leaked all over the papers like weeks and weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, she might have sent it on Instagram a few.
Exactly.
Trapped a few producers on Instagram.
Yeah, a few hints. Anton Deck introduced her in quite a funny way. Have a listen to this little clip now.
Okay, here we go.
And then, of course, we've got Colleen Rooney. It'll be nice for Colleen to face a trial that doesn't involve Rebecca Vardy.
Hey!
Hey!
There'll be loads of that.
There's going to be loads of those kind of jokes, I would say, all the way through it. GK Barry, who is a massive influencer, found out that she was going to be the first person to be voted in to do a trial. She wasn't very impressed. She was quite nervous, but have a listen to her reaction.
Decided the person they want to see face Vile Volcano is GK Barry.
Grace, get yourself ready. We'll see you at the trials a little bit later. Have a lovely day, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
I'm going to die.
You're not going to die.
Focus.
You're not going to die. You're going to be all right.
Lovely. Yeah, until she's screaming under a truckload of rodents or something.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Out of all of those trials that they do in I'm a Celebrity, is there anyone in particular that you just if you were faced to do one of them, what would it be? Or which one could you not do?
Oh, there's absolutely one that I couldn't do because it was in the press last week and I don't even know if I can repeat it on the air. It was so disgusting, but there's no way I would do that.
Well, what is it?
It's eat it. Can I say it?
What are you eating? You can dance around it.
Okay, you're eating a bull's.
Oh, right.
A bull's.
Oh, bull ghoulies.
Yes.
Bull ghoulies is a place. Yeah. Isn't that a place up in Offaly?
I can tell
Offaly?
You now, lads. Definitely not for me, lads. Colleen Rooney was dishing the butt about the first time her and Wayne went to get a can of cucumber. Have a listen.
All right. It was just the first date?
First date.
I was married at 22.
Was this to Wayne?
Yeah.
You met when you were like 12, didn't you?
We knew, we grew up in the same area, yeah. We've been together since we were 16.
And it was like love at first sight, or you
no,
was chasing it?
It was
like...
for him, not for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right way round.
I waited till I'd done my GCSEs and then I went on a date.
Where was your first date?
The cinema. Well, we had a kiss behind the church.
Amen.
Was he playing for Everton at 16? I think he might have been.
He probably was. Was it that young?
I think so. He was pretty good when he was a kid.
Absolutely. American actress Anna Kendrick has been talking over the weekend. She was on Seth Meyers talking about when she went to a Halloween party last year and something happened there and her best friend, actress Brittany Snow, stepped in to help her out. Have a listen.
Someone asked if I wanted to try microdosing mushrooms. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm fun. And that's how you know you're fun, when you have to say it out loud. And it's the first time I've ever tried mushrooms. And I am getting so high. And I just start saying, oh, I'm so high. Oh, God, I'm so high. Brittany was like, oh, my God, one of my best friends is just tripping balls at a party. And I've like abandoned her to this trip on her own. Yeah. And Brittany, like a hero, just took a bunch more mushrooms.
To meet you.
To meet me. To like come get
on
me.
On the astral plane.
Yeah. So then it's just the two of us are in the corner of this party staring at each other, grinning like the Joker while like streaming tears. But we felt great. Uh-huh. Learn from my mistakes.
So there you go. Not what you expect at a Halloween party.
Or at 5 to 7 on a Monday morning, but always mushroom responsibly. Hey. See mushroomaware.ie. Is there a website? I don't know. 7:10 is the time. Good morning. If you celebrate your birthday today, happy birthday, you old fart. Hope you have a good day today. Monday, the 18th of November, you celebrate with Mickey Mouse.
Mickey the Mouse. How old is Mickey Mouse?
You tell me.
150 years old.
No, he's a bit younger than
100 years
he'd be
old.
Very upset with you now.
Sorry. 100 years old.
No, he's 96 today.
Is he?
Yeah. 96 years young is our Mickey. 96-year-old Mickey would be very interesting. But congratulations, Mickey Mouse. Did you ever hear that athlete? She was running.
Yeah.
She was. I love this clip. She was running a race and she was interviewed, but she's so out of breath that she goes turns into Mickey the Mouse.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast. I'd leak in front of me, so I wanted to be in front then.
Oh, maybe she does speak like that.
Bless her.
And what about the US commentator who was in the middle of, he was just doing his job, but somebody scored a goal. And something happens when you get excited. The old voice turns pure Mickey.
Dodge stepping over, sending it back for Lindsay. Lindsay sends it back into the area for Svinersky. One touch, he scores!
Happy birthday, Mickey Mouse. You celebrate with Kim Wilde, who's 64, And the Anton Anton Deck is 49 today.
Oh.
He's celebrating in the jungle as I'm a Celebrity has kicked off. Colleen Rooney, one of the headlining acts. That's what they're called. They're headlining acts now. Yeah. The spotlight of interest. Will she reveal anything about Agatha Christie?
I don't know. Or is she going to be tight? Like, there's all kinds of... Did you hear the rumours that Rebecca Vardy's going in?
Oh, really?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's the rumour, is that Rebecca Vardy is going to go into the jungle and she's going to confront Colleen.
They need to put Rebecca into a kangaroo suit and hop her into the camp. Just leave her there. Like,
get her to start nibbling on Colleen's stuff.
Get away from me, Hanako.
Yes.
And then, of course, we've got Colleen Rooney. It'll be nice for Colleen to face a trial that doesn't involve Rebecca Vardy.
Hey! Hey.
There'll be loads of that.
Yeah, that's the word on the street. We'll have to see now, but that's what they're saying.
Very good. Yeah. So it's back on tonight. The old trial start tonight. Who's first up? Is it GK Barry?
Yeah.
What's GK Barry all about?
She is an influencer. I think she's got about 3.3 million followers. She does a podcast. That's kind of it, really.
Influencer, eh?
Yes.
Isn't it strange the way influencer sounds like influenza?
Oh, it does actually.
Doesn't it?
I never thought of that.
And has the same effect on me.
Does it? You start getting the shakes.
Oh, yeah.
The temperature.
I don't feel well around them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So she's the first up for a trial. I think she got quite a shock. The tears came straight away.
Yeah, she's doing the volcano challenge tomorrow.
She's 24.
Or tonight even.
So she's going to have to be pretty brave now to go in there now, and God only knows what they've got waiting for her. But anyway, we'll find out tonight.
Someone is wondering, why do I keep hearing ads for Black Friday is here when in fact it's on next Friday? Do marketing people not have calendars on their phones?
Oh, they've been saying that for 3 weeks, lads.
They'll do anything to get you to spend.
Yeah, you're right, that's it.
Black Friday is bloody disappointing.
Yeah.
There's not that massive deal. Like, I saw 50 quid off a 2.5 grand telly. Come on, lads. You can do better than that.
I know, yeah. Hello.
And I wonder, these Black Friday deals, really?
Are they legit?
Are they legit at all?
Yeah,
like, is it like a bit of wink and nudge? Oh, we'll knock 100 quid off that. You're knocking €9
before Christmas, yeah.
What else has gone on in the world today? Oh, I love this Roy Keane story from over the weekend as well. Keno was roaring abuse. Allegedly, at some fella who powered up a leaf blower at 7:15 in the morning.
Yeah, but it's too early. What are you doing? Well, he's like, right.
But when you're up, you know what I mean?
Do you think he was shouting at him, that's not your job?
It's not your job at this hour of the day. So he demanded gardening devices be outlawed when one of the machines... when one of the machines was started up as he walked his dog... After fireworks night. Oh, God, everything. He's going through serious trauma here.
He is, isn't he?
Fireworks, leaf blowers and dogs.
Smiling.
Oh, yeah. worse than Fergie's hairdryer at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Anyway, Roy Keane wants leaf blowers outlawed. I love leaf blowers.
Do
great
you?
Crack. Yeah. I mean, they're utterly pointless. You go out with your leaf blower, you clear the drive, you come back the next day, 90 million leaves there.
This is a power washing thing again.
It is again.
It?
It's just, it's in the same
in
club.
In the form of a leaf blower.
Absolutely.
But that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't England have like 9 of their best players not playing?
They couldn't be arsed, yeah.
Yeah, they just didn't bother.
It was the sending off, did it?
Yeah.
It looked like a very harsh second yellow card. The first was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
The second one I thought was a tad harsh.
So the second one caused the 5 goals that we lost by?
Basically.
Pretty okay.
Great fun. Great fun.
Anyway, happy Monday, everybody. Very, very sad news over the weekend that we lost John Kenny from Dunbelievable.
What a man.
Oh, my God. I've so much love for him.
He was in here to see Neil last year, I think. And by the time I come out from eating sport, he had gone and I couldn't get a photograph with him. And it upset me that day. And it's upset me even more since.
I know. I met him many, many times over the years. Just he was always on the promo trail, you know, coming into stations. And as I was telling Vic earlier on, I used to record their ads for them when they were going on tour. Himself and Pat Short would come in, no script, wouldn't know what they were doing, but would spitball this 30-second ad between them, and just like off the cuff, they were dynamite together.
Yeah.
They really, really were. And you know, the other thing about John, the reason John was so funny is because he had such a funny face. Didn't he?
In a rubber face.
He just had this mad. He could almost contort it into different shapes. Like when he was expressing different characters.
Very like Rowan Atkinson, actually.
Just incredible. Not only was he a brilliant, you know, comedy writer and a rural comedy genius, but he was incredible on stage as well. He did a lot of serious theatre stuff, and he just brilliant. Banshees, he's in that. He was in Father Ted's. Yeah. And everybody listening, at some point you've seen something the Unbelievables have done, be it online or you maybe had the DVDs back in the day. Everybody used to pass these around. Whether we were, if you didn't have one, you were given it by somebody to watch.
That's right.
And we all learned the sketches pretty much off by heart at that stage.
Did we? What? Oh my God.
And can I get two of them and two of them? Two of them and two of them. No, they're 10 pence each and they're 5 pence each. And can I get two of them and two of them? You can, yeah. You can get two of them and you can get three of them. Yeah. You can, yeah.
And them?
Yeah, you can get two of them and you can get three of them.
How much have I?
For f***ing sake, Johnny. Come on, what do you want?
The Garda sketch is still one of the greatest bits of Irish comedy ever.
And the hurling coach sketch. You pull hat into your man.
Pull hat into your man.
Go out there today, lads, and wear off them. Don't be afraid to break Hunleys. There's plenty on the sideline, right? Let every blow be a funeral. I don't want to see you coming back in here with dirty jerseys. I want to see you coming back in here with bloodstained jerseys, lads. And go out there today, lads.
Enjoy yourself. It's the most quotable, funniest stuff. Oh my God. Like he's been talking about, you know, been on stage and, you know, he never went to film school. He never went to any acting school, anything like that.
Went to film school either, like where they teach you how to act in front of a camera and not to be blinking your eyes and to look straight into the lens. And as they do in all the movies now, you know, they're all whispering like that. You know, if you go to see a film, it's like, well, what do you think is going to happen next? I don't know. You know, my mouth's up. I'll meet you there. And they're all doing that crap. No one talks anymore. They'll be all whispering, making noises, trying to be cool. You know what I mean? Like, oh, cool boys, they're cool.
Yeah, very funny.
That was a good Liam Neeson impression, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? It really was. Oh, my God, he's going to be missed so much.
Legend, absolutely.
So John Kenny, he's going to be buried later on today. Born in a hospital and raised in hospital. I mean, only John Kenny.
Exactly. So sad.
If you have anything good for me, unbelievable impression-wise, hit me with your favourite line, delivered in your best John Kenny. That's what I want this morning. On WhatsApp, get your voice notes into us. 086-8-104-106. John Kenny actually appeared at my 21st birthday. What a gentleman and a legend he was. How the hell did you book John Kenny, Chris?
Need more details for that.
Did he just randomly walk into a pub, which is very John Kenny?
Yes.
He would be sitting up at the bar at many, many pubs, having the whole place falling around. How did you get John Kenny at your 21st? I'm intrigued. 7:35 is the time. I'm sure he was a great friend with Neil. Neil will be doing more on John Kenny, the great John Kenny, after 9 o'clock this morning here at Red. He's doing that sketch.
Oh yeah, which one?
The one with the kids coming in for the sweets.
Funny.
They're two for a penny. They're three for a penny. They're a penny each. And the pops are 5 pence. The pops are 5 pence.
Two of them. Can I have two of them?
And can I get two of them? And
them.
Two of them.
Two of them and two of them. No, they're 10 pence each, and they're 5 pence each.
And then at the end, he hands them two lollipops, I think a cola bottle, and two cigarettes. That's what old shops used to be like.
That was the time, yeah.
There was a shop, a little old lady had a shop called The Green Shop in my hometown, and she sold cigarettes individually.
Yeah, that's right.
You could buy them for 10 cents.
Old school, yeah.
For 10 pence.
Yeah.
And you buy this thing called Black and Scratch. She'd give you a match and a little bit of a ripped off matchbox as well. She'd throw that in for free if you bought two cola bottles off her. Happy days.
Oh, lads.
Chris's story. I was asking, Chris mentioned that John Kenny turned up at his 21st birthday party.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
how did that happen? Chris says, I was always taking him off over the years. And my mum wrote a letter to John Kenny saying, could you send a letter or a birthday greeting back to Chris? He said, I'll do one better. I'm in Cork that weekend.
Oh, turn up to the party.
He turned up to the party.
What a legend.
What a gent.
Absolutely, isn't he?
I love stories like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely adore them. 0868104106 is the number.
Well, whatever move I made.
This is the other one, the hurling coach.
Whatever move.
The huge exaggerated hands and the big ears.
Are you still collecting the tokens, Matt?
Superb. Roy Scully, well done. Ma'am, A Way in a Home is on. They had a very funny sketch called A Way in a Home.
A Way in a Home. Oh, that's brilliant.
Two lads were in bed in this home and they were just giving out about the crows outside.
Oh, I love it.
Let's see what else we got in here. Let me see. Thanks, Casey. That's me watching the telly after the show.
Yeah.
Absolute legend he was. R.I.P. John Kenny. It never gets old.
That's right.
Thanks a million. Fair play to you, Gary Stevens. Amazing. This is gorgeous. John Kenny story. Morning, guys. I have a lovely story to tell you about John Kenny. Years ago, my friend George from the band The Roaring Forties, come on, George, mentioned that he loved John. and he would love to play with him at the launch of the Guinness Jazz Festival. I happened to have access to John's contact number at the time. He didn't really know me, but I rang him anyway and I said, listen, would you be interested in joining the Roaring Forties at the Jazz? And he said he would. And himself and his lovely wife booked into a hotel. See, not only was John an amazing actor, but he was an incredible musician as well. He just and jazz as well was his thing.
Wow.
He could play anything and he could do everything. But they did an amazing set, went out with the whole band afterwards, had an amazing night, a genuinely lovely man. And he didn't want money, he just wanted to be there.
Oh, he sounds like a gentleman.
God love him, may he rest well. Lisa Jane, that is such a lovely memory to have of him. Let's get some money. The €1,000
pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money. Who have you got there, Big?
I've got the gorgeous Jamie.
Hey, gorgeous Jamie, how are you, man?
How's it going?
Not too bad. How did you become so gorgeous, Jamie? That's what I want to know. Is this a kind of a daily skin routine, or is it it's constantly in the gym, or is it just genetics? What is it, Jamie?
All of the above.
All of the above. Good man yourself. Jamie, what was the highlight of the weekend? What'd you get up to?
Not much, though. Just watched a few games and met up the lads.
That's it.
Did you stay up for that farce of a boxing match?
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Did you watch it back?
I watched the highlights, there is.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like
what on earth.
Like? Not the Katie Taylor fight was incredible.
Absolutely, but yeah. You're talking about the other thing.
The main event was the biggest joke. We all got trolled. They trolled the world.
They did actually. Yeah.
250 million people tuned in for that thing over the weekend.
Oh my God, did they?
And the two boys drove away with 60 million between them. Absolute gangsters. Anyway, let's go back to the quiz here. Jamie, on your way to work and y'all, give us 10 out of 10 and we will write you a check right now for a grand.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Jamie, who's the lead singer with U2?
Bono.
Who was the second host of the Late Late Show? So when Gay Byrne finished, who took over? It wasn't Ryan, just before Ryan.
Hello, he's on the radio doing a talk show every day. Wow.
Just say Pat Kenny for the love of God.
Pat Kenny.
I see dead people is a quote from what movie? I see dead people. We're going to struggle
small
here.
Small boy. Think of a small boy. I see dead people.
It's not the fifth sense. It's the one after it. Question number 4. What Irish comedy legend passed away over the weekend?
John Spahn.
Question number 5. Can you name anyone in this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Colleen Rooney.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Your lyrics from what band?
Girls Aloud.
Jamie,
who did you say passed away over the weekend? I need to clarify that.
Don't say it again.
No, but I actually don't know. John something. John Kinney.
Did you say John Spillane? No, John is alive and well, thank God.
John.
Poor John will wake up to a load of messages going, are you all right, John? So I am clarifying for the purpose of John Spillane waking up this morning. John is alive and well, thank God.
He's fine.
John Kenny we lost over the weekend.
Yeah.
Colleen Rooney or Barry McGuigan and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Pussycat Dolls
is correct.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Jamie, it's another day, another dollar, buddy. We'll talk to you again. We'll come back and do it all over. In the meantime, €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Go and get yourself something nice.
A big cushion or something, Jamie.
Yeah.
Put the feet up on.
Yeah, a big cushion with I Love John Spillane embroidered into it. See you later, buddy. Thanks for playing.
Bye.
Good luck.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. It's Monday morning. What do you think of that ruckus over the weekend?
Ruckus?
Yeah.
Katie Taylor was incredible.
She
absolutely
was
incredible.
I gotta be honest with you, I thought she'd lost it. The home advantage and everything.
I scored it while I was watching the fight and I had Taylor winning 65-64, but it was so close that if Amanda Serrano had gotten the nod because she was a home fighter essentially, I wouldn't have been too upset. It was an absolute barber, an absolutely brilliant fight.
It really was.
And I think it's probably the most watched women's sporting event of all time with 50 million people watching it.
They're given something figures of 250 million in total of people the next day that got up and watched it like right across
the
weekend.
It's ridiculous,
yeah.
And we were all trolled. We were trolled by a YouTuber and an Xboxer.
What did I say on Friday? Do you remember what I said on Friday?
What did I say
on Friday? That Jake Paul was going to win in points and it was going to be absolute drock.
Yeah, you did.
And it was.
Yeah, it was.
And I was right.
But all these training videos of Mike Tyson, who he was absolutely on fire, hammering his coach around the ring, and then he went out and he just like shadowboxed.
I felt really sad watching him.
It was
like,
sad,
after he sat down after the first round, he looked exactly what he was. It was a 58-year-old man who had no business being in a boxing ring.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
But do you know what was really, really heartbreaking though?
That he had got 60 million for it.
60 million between the two of them.
Yeah.
Jake Paul got 40.
I feel so sorry for
Mike
them,
got 20.
You?
The God poor
them.
Old devil. For, was it a million a punch or something like that, Jeff? Pretty much. This is fantastic. An aircraft has been grounded for the past 5 days.
Okay.
In Portugal, after 130 hamsters in the holds, the baggage area downstairs, have escaped their cages.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, Portuguese paper is reporting that maintenance workers have been trying to round up the power cable eating rodents since the mass escape on Tuesday. They were being transported over to a pet shop. And baggage handlers said they have discovered the cages that the animals were in have been damaged. 132 of them were roaming around the baggage area. some of them getting into other people's luggage. People arrived home and there was hamsters in their bags. The search for them started after passengers on board the plane disembarked and their luggage was removed. And again, hamsters were being delivered to this pet shop on the island. It also included ferrets and some birds. They're also on the loose. The mass four-legged breakout prevented the aircraft from returning to the Portuguese capital, Lisbon, where it had started its journey and has been grounded ever since because there's still a load of hamsters knocking around. They can't find them. They can't account for them.
Who was actually transporting that many hamsters on a plane? And why?
It's the Christmas rush, you know? People looking for pet hamsters for Christmas. For a starter. No, I'm joking. For a pet, of course, obviously. Red FM Breakfast. With Now. There goes the alarm. Only pay for what you want to watch. Now you know.